Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily / Weekly Podcast. And this is for week ending of Friday, the 19th of June. And it's for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So we'll start with the daily overview for today. And we'll look at the volume. The volume's up slightly, or up nicely, from 1.18 billion to 1.46 billion. So there's some positive signs for today, and it's now the second day running, we're heading into a positive as far as the average percentage gain loss for the stocks today. And the average gain loss for today is 0.86%. And that's up from minus 0.07% yesterday. So that's a nice strong signal there. There were 472 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And that's up from 463 yesterday. And this is another positive sign moving forward to the gains and losses. Of the 472 stocks traded today, there was 199 with a gain, and that's up significantly from 131 yesterday. There was 121 with no gain, and that's down slightly from 125 yesterday. And here's the nice turnaround. There was 152 with a loss, and that's down from 207 yesterday. So some positive signs there. And let's continue with the positive signs and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And they are at number one, we have Hawkstone Mining Limited, ASX code HWK, and it had a positive gain of 33.33%. And at equal number one today is Silver City Minerals Limited, ASX code SCI, and also had a positive gain of 33.33% today. At number three, we have Eagle Mountain Mining Limited, ASX code EM2, and it had a positive gain of 30.77%. And at number four, we have Cardinal Resources Limited, ASX code CDV, and it had a percentage gain of 27.96%. And rounding off at number five today is Ionic Rare Earths Limited, who is also a MacCorp client, so very happy to see them moving today. And that's ASX code IXR, and it had a positive gain of 25% today. So congrats to all shareholders of the top five, and in particular with the equal number one stocks, Hawkstone Mining Limited and Silver City Minerals Limited. So again, congrats to all holders of those stocks. Let's move on and look at the best performing commodities for today, and they were gold, copper and cobalt, all performing well. The highest or most traded stock today was Ramelius Resources Limited, ASX code RMS, and 8.9% of the company was traded today. And for the second day running, the best performing project location was the Lachlan Fold Belt. So lots of positive activity in that area. And that is located in New South Wales, Australia. And let's look at the average staff admin spend versus project spend for the last 12 months. And that's sitting at 52% average spent on staff admin. And this is for the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today. So an average of 52% is spent on staff admin, leaving 48% spent on projects. And looking at the ERP statistics for today, there are 139 ASX resource stocks traded with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution. And that's up from 136 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss for the ERP stocks was 0.25%, and that's up from minus 0.32% yesterday. Volume is up significantly to just over 888 million, and that's up from 513 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, three of them are using an ERP software solution. So we'll now round off with the overview of the best performing ASX resource stocks today. And there were two of them, and they were... So we'll start with Hawkstone Mining Limited, and we'll start with their project, their projects. And they have a couple of, or number of projects, all in exploration in the United States and also in South Africa. And over the last 12 months, they've spent over $2.2 million on projects and just over $1 million on staff admin. That works out percentage-wise that they're spending 32% on staff admin and a high 68% on projects. So that's a good signal that they're spending more money on projects. Currently, they have just over $500,000 in the bank, and that's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raises. They have a market cap of just under 13 million with just over 1 billion shares on offer. And they started the year at 006 cents, so not even a cent. And they have now doubled and it's sitting at 1.2 cents as of close of trade today. So that's a nice 100% gain for 2020 at this stage. And now let's move on and look at the shareholding of the company, and we'll start with the directors. And between the directors, they own approximately just over 4% of the company, so that's a nice holding. And as far as the top 20 shareholding is concerned, that's sitting at just over 32% currently. So that's the overview of Hawkstone Mining Limited. We'll now move on to the second company, which was also equal number one best performing ASX resource stock today, and that was an equal number one, as mentioned earlier, was Silver City Minerals Limited, ASX code SCI. And we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects, and all their projects are located in New South Wales, Australia. And as I mentioned earlier, Lachlan Filebelt was the best performing project location today. And Silver City Minerals have a number of deposits and projects in the Lachlan Filebelt. So let's look at their project spend and staff admin spend for the last 12 months. On projects, they've spent just over $200,000. And on staff admin, just over 300,000. So percentage-wise, that's 63% spent on staff admin, leaving 37% spent on projects. And there could be reasons for that, but I'd certainly be asking the question of the board and senior management as to why the ratio is that way and not more money spent on projects. And as I said, there could always be legitimate reasons. And part of that could be they've had a couple of acquisitions recently, so it could be strategy, etc. Now, let's look at their bank account. They currently have just under $800,000 in the bank as of current quarter, and that's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raises. They currently have a market cap of just under $6 million. They have just over 368 million shares on offer. And as of close of trade today, their share price closed at 1.6 cents. And at the beginning of this year, it was trading at 1 cent. So that's a nice rise for this year for the company in 2020. And now let's move on to the shareholders. And we'll start with the director's shareholding. And currently, as it stands, they own a small amount of the company. It's well under 2%. So we'll look at the top 20 shareholding, and it's currently sitting around 35% for the top 20 shareholding. So that's the overview of the two best performing equal ASX resource stocks for today. So that concludes the daily update. We'll now move on to the weekly update for the ASX resource sector, again for shares with a share price of 1 cent or higher. Much like the daily overview today, the weekly is similar as far as showing some signals and positive signs that the market's turning to a positive. But next week will be the key for that. So let's start with the weekly volume. It was sitting at just over 6.3 billion for the week, and that's up from 5.9 billion last week. So that's a nice growth there with the volume. As far as the average percentage gain loss for the week for the ASX resource stocks, again, another positive. The average positive gain for this week was 1.89%, and that's up from a minus 1.73% last week. So a nice strong turnaround there. There were 540 ASX resource stocks traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and that's down just slightly from 543 last week. And of the 540 ASX resource stocks that were traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher, 225 of those had a gain, and that's up significantly from 152. There was 88 with no gains, that's up from 70 from last week, and there were 227 with a loss, and that's down significantly from 321. So if you're looking at the gain-loss ratio, it's virtually even, so that's a nice sign that it's shifting from last week's drop in the market. So let's continue with the positive, and we'll look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. And they were Rox Resources Limited, ASX code RXL, and that was the number one best performing ASX resource stock for this week. And it had a positive gain of 100%. At number two, we have Canada Resources Limited, ASX code CAE. It had a positive gain of 87.5% this week. At number three, we have Berkeley Energia Limited, ASX code BKY. It had a positive gain of 66.67% this week. And at equal number three was Infinity Lithium Corp Limited, ASX code INF, and also a positive gain of 66.67% this week. And rounding off at number, equal 4-5 if you want to say, was Cullen Resources Limited, ASX code CUL, and it had a positive gain of 60% this week. So some great gains there, and congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks. All right, let's move on to the best performing commodities for this week, and they were gold, copper and nickel, all performing extremely well. The highest turnover or stock movement or stock traded this week was Rox Resources Limited, ASX code RXL, and 33.96% of the company was traded this week. As far as the best performing project location, or locations as it is for this week, there was two, and they were Murchison District, which is located in WA, Australia, and also the Lachlan Fold Belt, which is located in New South Wales, Australia. So they were the best two performing project locations for this week. And just while we're on the project locations, we only probably have up to around 20 specific in-depth project locations as far as a project area. We do have project locations for all projects, but as far as sort of the total project area, that's work in progress and showing some really good results when you can look at the big picture of how a particular project area is performing. Right, let's move on to the staff admin spend for the last 12 months versus project spend for the last 12 months as far as percentage. And this is for the top 20 best performing stocks. So on average, they spent 43.97% on staff admin, leaving the remainder spent on projects. So that's a good stat also, meaning that of the top 20 best performing stocks today, close to 57% is being spent on projects. So let's look at the ERP statistics for this week. And there were 146 ASX resource stocks traded this week that use an ERP software solution. And that's up from slightly from 145 last week. The average percentage gain loss this week is a positive 0.71%. And that's up significantly from minus 1.82% last week. The weekly volume this week for the ERP stocks was 2.9 billion, and that's up significantly also from 2.4 billion last week. And of the best top 20 performing ASX resource stocks this week, three of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's finish off this podcast with the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for the week. And that was ROX Resources Limited, ASX code RXL. And just before I go into the overview of ROX Resources, I've been following this company closely for at least the last 5 years, back when Ian Mulholland was running the company. And they have always been project focused and spend a lot of money on projects. And, you know, they've also built up a significant project in the last 5 years and sold it. That was one in the Northern Territory. So one of the things I've noticed with this company over the last 5 years is it's struggled to penetrate the market as far as its share price and market cap. So it's really nice and satisfying to see, you know, a company that's worked so hard in progressing projects and putting a lot of money into the projects start to improve its market cap and share price. So it started the year at 2.6 cents. It's now close to double. It's closed at 5 cents today, so that's a nice positive gain. But we'll start with their projects. So looking at their projects, they have a number of projects in exploration and also a project in scoping study. And looking at their project spend over the last 12 months, it's been in excess of 4.5 million. And as far as staff admin, they've spent just over 1.9 million. So as far as the percentage on staff admin versus projects spend for the last 12 months, it's sitting at 29.65%. So clearly showing that majority of the money is being spent on projects. So let's look at their market cap. Nice to see it's moved up now and it's in excess of 91 million. They have just over 1.8 billion shares on offer. And as I mentioned earlier, all their projects are located in WA or Western Australia, in Australia. So we'll now look at their shareholding, and we'll start with the directors first. And as far as the directors are concerned, they own approximately between 4 and 5% of the company. So that's a nice holding for the board and senior management. And as far as their top 20 shareholders are concerned, they own in excess of about 20% approximately. So I'd like to see that a little higher. But as far as the company, everything else looks extremely positive moving forward with some exciting projects and potential there. So that's the overview of ROX Resources Limited, ASX code RXL. And this now concludes our podcast for today, and we Hope you've seen some valuable insights and analysis for the ASX resource sector. And if you've got any suggestions or anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email steve@maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, listeners, and good evening and have a great weekend. Good night.